Now, now since 1996, let's move on. 11 Fiskars.
Yeah.
Fiskars, 15 years. How do you like this?
Yes, it was. We came to Fiskars in. My wife and I, she's my second wife.
Yes.
We had a little factory in a place called Terevakoski. Had one of the historic paper factories there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that paper factory, mm-hmm. here was a place mm-hmm. that was fully irrigated.
Yes.
Fully electrified,
yeah.
Good lifts,
yes.
And excellent storage space, and well related to the highway system.
Yes.
So we decided, we were both at the time working at Arabia.
Yes, your wife was making ceramics, right?
She was making ceramics, okay. Yes. And I was an artist in residence,
yes.
At Arabia. And she was on the staff, the Arabia staff, that was helping me to get done what I wanted done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we kind of went beyond just pottery.
Yes.
And the next thing you knew, we were talking about starting something of our own.
Uh-huh.
And a little juggling here and there, and here and there, estimating the value of things mm-hmm. collected and so
mm-hmm.
on.
Mm-hmm.
We got it all together,
mm-hmm.
went up to Terevakoski,
yes.
saw the place, and said, yes.
You do it.
And the fellow who was handling the business mm-hmm. for the community,
mm-hmm.
Terevakoski, mm-hmm. was a very, quite an intelligent person,
mm-hmm.
understood and was able to make all the necessary negotiations mm-hmm. that a diplomat is able to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so we started a successful ceramic production there.
Yes.
And we were there for, it must have been 7 or 8 years.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
we realized that, unfortunately, we're off the ground.
Off the ground?
Off the ground, yes. You see, our whole operation
yes.
began on the third level of the building.
I see.
Even though we had steps
yeah.
that led yeah. outside,
yeah.
we had no earth.
Yeah.
And my wife's in love with dogs.
Excuse me.
She is in love with dogs.
Yeah.
And I like the idea of walking.
Yeah.
Is that
right? Yeah.
And here we were spending all our days in the building.
Yeah, yeah.
So then some friends came by one day and said, have you guys heard about Fiskars?
Uh-huh.
And we had heard about I had heard about Fiskars in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
There was discussion about this town, which was a dead town industrially.
Yeah, yeah.
Had all these empty houses, which
right.
could be great for artists.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing was happening.
Yeah.
And it was because there was no coherent rental
yeah.
arrangement. The transportation system was not clear,
mm-hmm.
and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time we heard about it, after the second marriage, and we had this thing going in Terevakoski,
yes.
I had sold the rights to for the manufacture of designs I had done
yeah.
to Arabia. So they were doing all the work
uh-huh,
for
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And we realized that we could use a house like this. So, and they had here at Arabia, at Fiskars, a vice president, he's now retired, who had this vision of this place becoming an artist community.
Right.
And he worked very hard, and I suppose he must have had many, many arguments with his directorship to get money and to get them to understand that we're doing this not just because it's worth some euro, but it's worth your whole name.
Yes.
So, and with that kind of help, and with the artists began to come here, and they finally, after 2 years, they started the artist community.
Yeah.
And then arrangements were made for the housing and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we are here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it started.
That's how we are here.
Yeah.
This place here
used
to be the processing house for the apple orchard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And where you're sitting now was the garage.
Mm-hmm.
And so we, when we bought it, it actually the only place that had room, so to speak, is on the other side of that door.
Yeah,
and
right.
This was all space. Yeah. So we had it built like this. And the downstairs is, which was the cellar for the apples.
Apple starch, yeah.
Was made just a little lower.
Mm-hmm.
But it was high enough for walking and living in.
Mm-hmm.
And we built a sauna, bathroom, my wife's workshop, and a restroom downstairs.
Yeah.
So it has essentially three levels. But that's how we got. That's how we came here, and we've been here ever since. And I'm afraid I've grown old and not well. So here it is, like. The point place of retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Home.
And I suppose that another 10 years or so, and she has to lay down the tools.
Your wife is still doing ceramics.
She's still going strong. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
About Fiskars, still, there's changes happening now.
Hmm?
There's changes happening in Fiskars.
Yes, they're having a change now. Mm. It's. I don't believe it's the best. It's the best news for this artist association, for this artist crowd here. Yeah, because if this grows into a so-called upper or middle class living place, there will be all those. What they call amenities.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
That will be required, needed.
Yes.
That is the end of...
Yeah. Living community.
Yeah. And I think that I'm right. I think that that doesn't have long to last as long as there's a drive to build and to expand this as a residential place.
Mm-hmm.
No, because the artists, all the rents have risen.
Yes.
And many of the artists are depending quite much on putting most of their time and effort
in
what they're doing here.
Yeah.
Now, I think that this will come to a dead end. It'll come to a has-been. I mean, it has the good fortune to be in a weather-friendly place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think here, the summer is earliest here.
Yes.
And the autumn come latest here.
Yeah.
Yes, which gives you the longest possible season for people to come to enjoy themselves and put put their dimes and nickels and, mm-hmm. and euros down, yes. you see. Yeah. No, I think that there is something missing in the creative quality of many of those financial thinkers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I don't see any reason why it ought to be, because there have been many men and women who are tremendous at economic thinking, who are creative as hell.
Yes.
So yeah. it is not a necessary thing that you can think about money and you can't think about anything else.
Exactly.
See, when we came here, I forget the name of the owner of the estate, that his mansion is somewhere not too far from here. But then he was thinking very much of fiskars as personal property, and that the quality of the place should stay.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name? But apparently there was, once he perhaps began to get older,
mm-hmm.
he maybe got tired of the constant attention he had to give to certain details,
mm-hmm.
and perhaps he then organized that they become public.
Yes.
And once you become public,
yeah.
then the people are just writing down numbers.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that it's that it'd be wonderful if, in some way, you could manage, through your interviews, to get the attitude across that the people here don't feel negative to fiskars, but they just feel apprehensive. They feel that this direction in which it's moving is going to destroy something
mm-hmm.
which generally people have come to believe is valuable
yeah.
to the society.
Yeah.